Hey there. You're tuned into the False Graves podcast. I'm your host, AK Baby Dude, the Lightbringer.
And I am the Fur Man.
Dark thoughts.
Light hearts.
Speaking of dark thoughts, there's a celebrity couple that's been in my mind recently. And
oh, is it Paul Rudd?
Who's he? No, I don't. Who's I don't he with?
I have no idea. I've just heard of him before.
Isn't he with like Wasp Woman now or something?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it them?
No. But J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Who are those people?
J-Lo is like some Latina musician, big in the old days. Like your mama probably liked J-Lo.
Oh, okay. So Shakira?
Yeah, she's like an old school Shakira, but instead of being Colombian, she's Latina.
Mm.
Tasty. You know, Jenny from the Block.
Ah.
I'm still Jenny from the Block.
Oh, okay. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, so her and Ben Affleck, they were married in their younger life, right? And they recently, over the past year or so, had gotten back together and remarried J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Man, that's crazy. Like, that sounds like some Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie stuff.
I don't think they ever got back together.
Well, I mean, like, they had to split the, you know, the kids in divorce, you know, six for the one parent, six for the other.
But anywho, this couple, J-Lo and Ben Affleck, they got back together, they remarried, and within a couple months, they've already filed for divorce for the second time.
Why? Like, they make enough money. Like, what? Oh, I don't like, you know, how the way you arrange the wine closet.
Well, money tends to make marriage less reliable rather than more reliable.
Mm.
You get two really poor people, those are people who aren't getting divorced.
No, they're staying together forever. They're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get your breadcrumbs somehow. Mm. But, yeah, the fact that they're re-divorcing, you know, it's just on my heart, you know?
Kind of like a darkness.
So, in the divorce filing, maybe it was just a comment she had made, but J-Lo said that Ben has a darkness in him that no one can cure.
Okay. Okay. How do we have like a recording of it? Because I feel like some journalists will run with like a good line out of a movie.
Well, I kind of feel like maybe this is a promo that they're both in on for him to come back as the Dark Knight.
That would be kind of sick. I'm not gonna lie. They have him in the new Joaquin Phoenix Joker. Oh, that'd be sick.
She's like, I wanted us to work it out. You know, but he kept saying, I'm Batman, you know, in the bathroom every morning and night.
Blaring Linkin Park, crawling in my skin.
But yeah, two lovers who rekindled their romance once again have went up in flames.
Within 3 months.
Yeah. That tends to be the case with old flames.
Yeah,
the second one is way faster.
Yeah, that's because you realize the reason why you broke up with them.
The first one was a nice bonfire, you know, over a cool winter night. And the second one is like a blowtorch straight to your face.
Oh, dude, it's a Roman candle right up to your taint. Again, that's why I tell everybody like that asks me for advice, don't date your ex. Yeah. There's a reason why she's your ex.
Yeah.
Or he.
Yeah. The thing about dating exes, at least for me, it's like if they've never even considered another man as an option, then getting back together with them is still on the table. If they've so much as looked at another man post us being broken up,
well, it's gonna happen. I mean, they don't, you don't break up and then ride yourself into a fucking bunker.
No, girls especially don't do that. Men, we sometimes do.
Oh yeah, I've seen many a man. I was many a man. As a matter of fact, I lived in a shed for like 6 months after my first divorce.
Before divorce, there weren't any bunkers. Divorce is actually the invention of, or the inventor of bunkers.
Yeah, that's where you get that Sigma grind on. Got nothing but stock market options. Make it work.
Yeah. Just a man in his bunker and push-ups.
I mean, every day. Eating raw steak. Just straight off the bone. T-bones, porterhouses, yeah. Nothing but the best.
Now you might ask, how's a man getting steak in a bunker? Well, he has his... Obviously, he has a full underground farm, okay?
Yeah, I mean...
With a skylight.
Yeah, I mean, underground cows, underground corn, underground...
Stripper poles.
Oh, yeah, I mean, if you're going to have an underground stripper come and visit you, you know, you want to be connected. Yeah,
of course. When you're in the bunker, it's a community. It's really a community.
Even if it's one. It's a very tight-knit community if it's one.
Yeah. You ever watch the Fallout series at all?
Oh, dude.
The TV show?
Loved it. I fucking loved the Fallout series.
So explain, you've watched the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, you're obviously a much more of a TV movie buff than I am, so you have to guide me along here.
Okay.
But I'm a big fan of the Fallout games, and I thought, you know, maybe I'd watch the show, and then I somehow forgot that Fallout is extremely gory.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mind that at all in a video game, but I don't particularly like to watch gory shows, so I stayed away from it. But a lot of people were telling me it was really good. And there was one issue with the plot that somebody was telling me about. I'm curious if you, share the same issue. It was at some point in the first season, spoiler alert, by the way.
Spoilers. If you haven't heard it, haven't seen it, skip ahead.
Where apparently... multiple vaults or two vaults would get together once a year. And they would... Is that true?
They would have
a party and once a year get together?
I mean, in the games, it could have been in Fallout 1 or 2. Yeah. But like in Fallout 3, no, the whole plot of that one is... Again, spoiler alert. Your daddy went missing and you have to go and find a water filter.
Yeah. But in the show, the plot hole that the person was telling me about was... basically, these people that they... should have known already came and ended up raiding their vault or something to that effect. Like,
well, I mean, if there's like a procedure before that, but like another thing about the vaults is literally some of them were designed to fail. And yeah. Some of the vaults were set up as science experiments.
But you watched the show.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what happened. Like,
immediately, first episode, raided by raiders, all the guys in the second vault, they, you know, again, spoilers. They self-deleted.
Yeah.
From the Book of Life. Yeah, look. In theory, that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, like, some of the vaults could be connected. And that could be a standalone set of vaults.
Yeah.
But the standard procedure was, let's get a little fucky-wucky. You know?
But did, like, people from another vault kill people from another vault?
Okay.
Or did that not happen?
I mean... it very well could have, because like there's a lot of vaults that are just centered around death.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've seen vaults where only one song was played for 10 years. I've seen one that
was just like government experiments on steroids.
Bingo. And then you have the ones that are actually made to make people survive, which is the one that Lucy was part of. The main girl.
If you manage to be able to lead like humanity into vaults, you'd be able to treat humans like the ultimate lab rat.
Exactly the point.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them literally had the doors where they couldn't shut properly, so the radiation just leaked in.
Like, just a little of that sweetness.
Just a smiggle. Just a smiggle of radiation. You see what happens.
All of a sudden, Vault 326 is like the outcast vault. They're like, hey, are you a 326?
No, actually.
It becomes an insult.
Oh, man, actually, I'm a 521, and shit is great.
You'd have to think, there'd probably be, like, in the past, like, royal families. There'd be, like, royal vaults, like the jocks of the vault game.
Oh, I never had to drink none of that dirty soda water off the ground, brah.
Yeah.
What about you? I'm from Vault 420. Oh, fucking shit, brah, fuck it.
one of the vaults, everyone comes out looking like super mutants, but they're completely normal. Like, they're just a normal person with a super mutant body.
That's an... Oh, dude, that's actually another thing. The FEV, Future Evolution Virus. Man, there. If I could go into detail
on that. Is it in the Fallout, or is that real?
Oh, it's... Definitely not real. But in the game, though,
yeah,
like, there was an episode, like, in the second one, a guy gets melded with, like, 370 rats, calls himself the Master, and then melds with a computer. It's insanity.
Look at the stream. You can see the light is coming on me. No, see my ear? It's almost like I'm becoming the light in real time.
Well, I mean, that's because you're open to the light.
Do you think that sports are going to go the way of allowing steroids in the future, and it's going to become sort of like a fully performance enhanced endeavor?
Oh, I pray to God that one day it does.
So you're hoping that steroids do get allowed in professional sports? I personally am too.
No, I mean, I want all drugs to be allowed in all sports. I think that we should have a straight separate Olympics.
Yeah.
Where cocaine users, methamphetamine users, all of them across the board, they're allowed to compete. And if they die at the arena, their families are sent $10,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would also allow us to really test out the benefits of drugs. Because you're like, okay, you know, the 30% of fighters that were on meth had these results.
Mike Tyson wouldn't have stood a chance. Like,
imagine Mike Tyson on meth, though.
No, God, please, no.
It'd be like a shotgun at point-blank range.
He would not stop at the bell. He would not stop at the bell. There'd be no stopping. They'd have to bring in four refs and a SWAT team to break him off you.
Yeah.
You'd be a puddle of meat.
The eagle on his face literally just jumps off and flies away.
Oh my God, just, oh, this is too toxic. Bah. But, like, yeah, I think that if we're going to go ahead and go for performance enhancing, like, let's just go all out.
Yeah.
But we give them a separate category. Here's Clean Olympics, and here's the Junkie Olympics.
I think if you end up with Clean Olympics and Junkie Olympics, before long, the only sports people will be viewing are the Junkie Olympics, though.
I mean, could be. I mean, okay, so you remember Shaun White, right?
Yeah, snowboarder.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that they popped him positive for marijuana? And they took away his gold medals?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I heard it's about that. Performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah.
I want to see any other snowboarder high on pot do what he did. I'll pay money for it. I will actually pay to watch the Olympics.
It won't be long before you can get popped for taking a placebo.
Oh, my God.
Mentally made himself believe he was on drugs.
My coach gave me water, and he said it was God water.
Kick him out.
No, I'm not.
Remove him.
It was just aspirin.
Hell, they'll get you for that, too.
Man, I'm surprised that you can't take an ibuprofen before they, like, pop you positive.
I swear they'll pop you for anything. Mm. Unless you're a big enough name. In which case, you know, the testing is a little...
They wait till after you win, and then they pop you for it.
Yeah, you hear about the Ryan Garcia thing? He had won a big fight recently. He's kind of like a new big-name boxer, and they popped him for something after the fight.
Okay, so we're talking like Conor McGregor?
Kinda. He's in boxing, but he's in the lighter weight class. One of the lighter. He's not like a big dude.
Okay, well,
like, but he's got like a Conor McGregor-esque celebrity status.
Gotcha. As like kind of the provocateur.
Yeah, big ego, says a lot of things off the wall. Very, you know, just a dick.
Yeah, and see, like that's what the people want. They want somebody to go out there and go, oh, fucking look at this dude.
Yeah.
Eat a dick.
You need a dick in the fight game.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have an actual fight, do you want to see a nice person that's coming out? Like, I pray to God that all you reporters make it home. And I think that you are sweet as sugar.
Okay, but I'll tell you this. The fight game is missing that personality. Imagine there was a guy undefeated who just talked like that. Like, just, after the press conference, well, all respect to my opponent.
he really put up a gosh darn good fight. You know, I really think that he hit me darn well, and you know what? I'm going to give half my winnings to him because, you know, I think he's a swell guy, and I'd like
that
to have
him. That would sell like you couldn't believe. And the guy's just a straight savage in the ring, like, just murdering people. But afterwards, he just talks in a complete dorky voice.
Oh, then you got to watch Canadian or Wisconsin boxing. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, thinking of a Canadian boxer is just, it's unreal. Like, y'all... Canadians, all of you who are listening, all one of you, maybe two of you at this point now, y'all are some polite people. I won't take it back.
But your government's getting quite oppressive, so you guys might want to fix that. I mean, ours is too, but...
I mean, like, not in California.
Dude, Justin Trudeau is the biggest political soy boy I've ever witnessed. This dude's soy on steroids.
Could you please elaborate? Does he, like... gooses or some shit?
He's just a very feminine man. If you listen to Justin Trudeau talk, he's very feminine. You can tell there's not very much testosterone in him. Now, he can grow a beard, surprisingly enough, but he's very feminine. One of the best videos I've ever seen, I would encourage you to watch it if you haven't. A reporter asked him about the water bottle initiative like Canada's taking. Mm. Basically, it's to cut down on plastic water bottles. And I forget the exact question, but she asked Justin, what has he and his family done personally, you know, to...
lead the charge.
Yeah, to lead the charge. And I've never seen someone choke harder on a question in my life. What proceeded was him stuttering for the next 30 seconds. And he opens it with an accidental slip-up of admitting they drank from plastic water bottles. Well, you see, my family, we drink plastic, boxed plastic. No, I don't mean boxed plastic. I mean boxed water. We drink boxed water, and we think that helps contribute, you know, to the no plastic.
It's still a plastic box.
He answered it just like that.
And oh, God.
He just choked to high hell.
Could you imagine plastic becomes the new asbestos?
Yeah. Speaking of choking.
Oh,
I want to talk about Theo Vaughn recently.
No, he didn't choke on
that. No, I don't think he choked. But he had an interview, not an interview, a podcast episode where him and Donald Trump talked. And firstly, the fact that Theo Vaughn landed an interview with Trump is crazy.
Not really. Trump's PR team is right on top of it.
That's true. Both sides are going crazy now. Like Kamala and Trump, they are trying to garner all the celebrities they can. They're like, they're collecting them.
I mean, name one on Kamala's side.
Meg the Stallion, Quavo.
I know Meg the Stallion, but I don't know from what, and Quavo.
Yeah, he's from the Migos, the rap group.
Is he though?
So I'm showing we're currently up to 6 viewers. Just to let you guys know, if we get up to 10, we do cash giveaways. If we get up to 10 concurrent viewers.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, she's got Quavo and Meg Thee Stallion, and Trump's got a lot of celebrities now too. But anyway, this podcast was something else.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing a video on it because it stood out to me that much. Like, for one, the cool thing about Theo is he was completely comfortable around Trump.
Theo, I'm sorry, but I don't think that man could be uncomfortable around Wade Wilson right now.
Yeah.
Like, he could do an interview with him, and Wade could come out and be like, yeah, I ate part of their brains, and be like, man, that's crazy. I ate Taco Bell at 3 o'clock in the morning off of meth head.
Like, most people would have this intimidation, a little bit of nervousness. He was just free-balling it the whole time. Like, he was like, Don, you know, like, hey, Don, what do you think about this? And he was changing topics just on a whim. And it was so refreshing to see. And it highlighted something that I think is a huge issue with the way that influencers or celebrities talk today. And it's everybody with a platform, almost everybody, has to feign that they know what they're talking about at all times.
Ooh.
There's very few people who have big platforms who say things like, I'm not sure about that. Or what if we did this? Or let's think about this. They're just a this is this, this is this, this is what I think, this is what we know.
Well, after you get so big, you become a brand. But if
yeah.
if you're Theo Von, your entire brand is, I'm a relaxed, you know, and I say this with all love and respect in my heart, Theo, love you, baby. But no homo, little homo. But that man, he is weird personified.
Yeah.
He is freedom.
He is. And in it, he asked Trump some questions that I thought were better than any questions, you know, I've ever seen anyone else ask. And one of the things was he brought up, you know, the lobby industry in the government.
Oh, I hate it.
And how powerful, you know, lobbyists are in American government.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, they can't give you money directly. But if they donate $250,000 yeah. to your next campaign because you helped get a law across, well, that's yeah. completely different.
And he asked, he was like, and Trump, you know, admitted, he was like, yeah, they're a very powerful group. It's, we've got a lot of things we have to, you know, deal with. But yeah, lobbying is obviously a powerful group that I think, you know, shouldn't have as much power as they do. And Theo goes, well, can't we do something about it? Like, what can we do about it? And Trump gave some suggestions, but he was like, can't we just pay these people to go away? Like, you know, obviously they're money hungry. Can't we just, like, give them some money and tell them to just go away? And then we'll just change, like, change the laws.
I think that any donations to your charity at a certain dollar amount,
mm-hmm.
at that point, I feel like $10,000 or more, or even $5,000 or more, you're automatically cut off from Congress. You're kicked out. You're given 2 months' salary.
Mm-hmm.
You're gone. You have to vote somebody new in. If you're willing to go ahead and take dirty bribes under the guise of compassion,
mm-hmm.
that's literally kindness content on its highest platform.
Yeah.
That is the original kindness content.
Yeah. But the interview, it was just a lot of Theo asking off-the-wall questions. And he didn't, like, present himself as an authority. He was actually curious, and he just asked common sense questions, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't seen it, but, like, I believe it. Yeah. Like, there hasn't been a single...
One of the funner parts was he talked to Trump about what taking cocaine is like.
Oh, I think I've seen that clip. It's like, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I mean... and Theo was like, man, you'll be a... What was it? You'll be like a porch light turned into an owl or something. It's something just off the wall.
Man.
And he kept on brand the whole time, like, with, you know, his craziness.
Which, I mean, like, Theo Von, he's one of our best.
Mm-hmm.
Like, out of this country. Like, let's be real here. Like, he's the Jelly Roll of comedians.
An American elite.
Bingo. Well, I mean, I wouldn't call Jelly Roll an elite, but... I mean,
he's
feel
too
like,
fat to be an elite.
No, I feel like he's too down to earth.
Yeah.
I feel like that man, he's went through enough to know what it is to be the average man and then the below average yeah. man.
Yeah. I actually saw Jelly Roll perform at a Haystack concert when I was younger.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
I did.
What the hell is a Haystack?
Haystack is... A white rapper, a fat white rapper who was bigger than Jelly Roll when he was in his early career. He actually helped Jelly Roll become what he is today, yeah. Because he was the bigger celebrity. And Jelly Roll, you know, surpassed the master.
Well, I mean, when you're cranking out bangers, like, I mean, how long are you going to last?
Well, before you blow up?
Yeah, I mean... There's a couple of bands out there that have, like, cranked out straight bangers.
Yeah.
Then you never hear from them again.
I feel like bands are kind of a dying medium.
Some of them. Like, Hobo Johnson loved this band. An underground band. Went on Tiny Desk.
Yeah.
Dropped a banger set. Never heard from again after, like, two albums.
Yeah. The Man. Best Tiny Desk is Mac Miller. The Mac Miller Tiny Desk. Ooh. It might even be the one with the most views.
Ooh, man, I would love to say that you're wrong, but like him on his prime, It was like watching a extremely chill Slim Shady.
Yeah.
Just like slide into the Marshall Mathers. It was glorious. Like him, the way that he held himself during that. I could be having the worst day of my life. I could be getting told that I have ball cancer and my wife cheated on me. But then I could turn around and listen to him on live. Which, how many artists on live sound that good? That's
true.
That's almost incredible. And then he got taken from us, which, RIP Mac Miller.
100%. Ariana got a hold of him.
Man, well, I mean, like, if Ariana Grande got a hold of me, fucking...
I think Ariana Grande's like a demon, man.
Man, she is a demon. She got me sweating over here. Feel the fires of hell.
Yeah. Dark thoughts.
Light hearts, though.
You gotta keep it light, even in the darkness. You
gotta stay positive and test negative.
Furman, we're only halfway into the stream. We're not done.
Well, I ain't saying that we are. I'm just... So,
I'm interested.
Mm.
You know, in lore. Lore is an interesting thing.
Yeah, it tells you where you are, where you're going, how it is.
I'm curious, you know, what's your lore? Did you come from? How did you don the title the Furman?
Man.
What's your association with fur? Why do you wear sunglasses and never show your eyes? And we need to know.
Because I was born by the river. In little tent. No, I was born in a backwoods part of Florida. You might not never heard of it. It's called Fort Myers.
Everyone's heard of Fort Myers.
And probably not. Anyway, it's no California, but we do have our fair share of Colombians. Love those guys. Always kept it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
However, my dad was the kind of person that he would kind of jump from place to place because, like, he was like me. I'm a free soul.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see bullshit, you call out bullshit, which if you've got a job, you can't do.
Calling out bullshit's the quickest way to get your shit kicked in.
Yeah, and I mean, even if you're right, if they're above you, it doesn't matter how right you are. If you're going to call out my shit in front of people and then they might notice you calling out my shit?
Yeah.
Nah.
It's game over.
Delete. And my mom was one of those people. She already had a child. I'm not going to say what sex or anything like that, but mm-hmm. I love my sibling. And my family, they got together. Like, my dad, my mom, and my sibling, we all got into a tiny little trailer.
Yeah.
And my mom, after like 2 months after having me, she was already back to work after a month of having me.
Yeah.
My dad kidnapped me. He stole my ass and went to Georgia.
Yeah.
Where my grandma was. Then came back to Florida. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he straight up told the judge she hasn't spent any time with him.
Damn.
Because he's in fucking Georgia. So technically when the judge asked, you know, she had to be like, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. Technically.
But that, true. And then you went to live with him.
Yeah. And I floated from everywhere, from Zephyr Hills to Tampa to Lake Okeechobee to Spring Hill.
That's the practical. Yeah. That's the practical. But we're ethereal beings here on False Graves.
I mean.
And the fur man. At what point did you don the moniker the fur man? And what's your association with fur?
Okay. So, see this? This is only a week. And I'm almost to full beard mode for the chat. Plus, any person that's got a rug on them ain't safe for me. So, yeah. But
so that's why you're the fur man?
Oh, man. If you got a 70s bush, I can't help myself. I fall to the ground like kryptonite.
I see. This is advanced lore.
Yeah, I'm just saying. They got a flavor saver where the flavor comes from. I mean, yeah. I'm all up in that.
Why do you think humans are bald? Mm. Like, we're naked all over. Because mostly.
Well, I mean, if you wear a hat like I do, yeah. My theory is your head gets too hot, mm-hmm. so it sheds the extra heat.
I see. Because you wear a hat.
Yeah, that's why I do. That and I got a terrible hairline. Absolutely atrocious. Yeah. Dog water of a hairline.
Yeah. If you shave your head, you know, completely bald, though, you'd have a shiny head.
Yeah, which would make me a dickhead.
Well, maybe, but with a shiny head comes great light.
I mean, yeah, reflecting off of it.
Yeah. All light is just a reflection of the light that came before it.
Yeah, it's also like 2.8 seconds later than the last light that hit it. Your point?
I just think it might suit you, the baldness.
I don't know. The last time that I went bald, I was in the military.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And I got made fun of so much. I got told I looked like a cancer patient.
Caillou.
Oh, I wish they would have called me Caillou. They called me Arthur because my ears are so big.
You're not brown enough to be Arthur.
How dare you? I was in the sun almost 16 hours a day, pulling jet engines with my teeth across 4 flight lines in the snow. Damn. Uphill.
We sound like a grandma talking about our school days.
The sad part is that's only like half false. Most of that did happen. I did actually have to drag like 3-ton engines by myself.
Yeah. What did you have it on?
It was on like a jack that was held together by like 2 Coke bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's insanity when you actually look at the physics of a F-15,
mm-hmm.
a 229, 220 Pratt & Whitney. The fact that it even stays in there will absolutely astound you.
Did you ever get your pilot's license?
No, God, no. You could not give me one of those flying death traps.
So you'd think, you know, being in the Air Force, you would have, they'd want people to have their pilots.
Well, you'd figure, but like, I got that close
mm-hmm.
to flying with somebody. And I got absolutely dunked on because we had a female in our squadron. And everyone liked her more, even though I was working my ass off.
And she dunked on you?
No, she was a very kind lady. Very sweet
But woman. She got to fly.
She did.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
No. You got bested?
Yeah, and it wasn't even bested. It was just...
That's sad.
She's a very nice person, so...
That's sad, because if you had your pilot's license, I would buy us a plane.
Well, I mean, I could get it. It only takes like 200 hours.
If you get your pilot's license, I'll buy a plane.
Man, if you're serious, I'm serious. Most pilots are alcoholics anyway, so I'm already halfway there.
You go on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh,
I got the money for it.
For like six. Could you imagine if we did this podcast
in a plane?
In a plane.
You can get a plane for like under 500K.
Yeah, and dude, you'd have it on tap. I'd be a pilot any day of the week.
Damn, bro. We could be flying cross country.
Anytime. All I got to do is make a flight plan, go to pilot school for like 20 hours, and then 200 hours of training.
We go up and seize the light from the sky and bring it down to the people.
You just got to go ahead and invest in parachutes just in case. Look, I've been around enough Pratt and Whitney's.
Speaking of bringing the light from the sky and then giving it to the people. Did you ever see that clip from that pastor who bought a private jet?
Oh.
And he's being interviewed.
Well, isn't that really old guy?
Yeah, and he's talking about a tube filled with demons.
Oh, come on now.
You've seen that?
I have seen it, and I hated it, because that is when power goes too far. Dude, it's like that fucking... Okay, so I heard about this story, right?
Yeah.
This Starbucks representative. Been with the company ever since it started growing.
Okay.
He takes a back seat.
That's the most recent CEO of Starbucks, I want to say.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know his name.
Anyway, though. He tells them... God, what was it? I can work from home and still be just as effective.
Mm-hmm.
And then turns around and tells him, nope, actually, it's like, if I do got to get called into the office, I need a private jet.
Company funded, of course.
Oh my God. Could you imagine being an investor after that debacle gets like let out? Like, one second. It'd be like this. It'd be... Oh.
There you go. The company Starbucks, the private Starbucks jet, comes with free frappes at a moment's notice.
And hand jobs by the most golden of all women. You can have your selection of both. Our cacao beans are grown by the finest goats of Colombia.
So what do you have to say about that?
Like, what I gotta say is, I fucking hate that people that can get to the top that high and fuck up that hard. I hate that this country rewards that.
I think it's, you know, psychological. I think there's a thing about people want to support a winner.
Mm.
And I think the reason is everyone has a degree of submission. Well, most people, they submit to a lot of things. You know, they take the easy way out more often than not. And when they see somebody who's winning in life, they go, well, I can contribute to somebody who isn't doing that. I can contribute to somebody who's got it figured out.
Yeah, I mean, if we were to go ahead and give it to the homeless, that'd be crazy. It'd be insanity.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I hate that excuse for the reason why people don't donate to homeless shelters.
Give a private jet to a homeless man and see what happens.
I guarantee you, at least it'll be interesting.
You know, speaking of that, that really does sound like, you know, a future Mr. Beast video.
I gave $100 million to this homeless person.
Let's a private jet.
I gave him an island. Let's see what happens.
Next thing you know, he's on the island. He's still begging for money.
Oh my God. Just shaking his cup. Spare change. Spare change.
Yeah.
Okay. So, side note. Would you rather be homeless in America or homeless in China?
I mean, I'd rather be homeless in America. I would be a dangerous homeless man.
What? In America or China?
In America.
Why?
Because I know for sure with my manipulation abilities, I would be able to just pull money like you wouldn't believe. The only thing that keeps me from begging is, for one, personal pride, and two, all of my, you know, worldly standings. If I had nothing to lose, I would kill in the homeless game.
You'd be one of those top shelf, like, pot handlers or pot holders, or
it'd be like, you know, a TED talk. We studied the top 5% of homeless performers, and there was one among those 5% who tripled everyone beneath him, like the U.S. Air Force and every other country.
He made $270,000 a week.
Just here's get into how your we did it.
Get into your Lambo, close your fucking door,
copy his blueprint.
Just buy a Lambo after you make your first $200,000. No one's going to pull over and ask if you have insurance.
Yeah. But no, I think I would be dangerous homeless. But speaking of homelessness in China, I can't speak for China, but I do want to tell a story about when I was in Taiwan.
Oh.
There was very few homeless people that we, you know, ran into in the cities. Maybe just a handful. Compared to America, they're on every block.
Oh, I mean, like, don't they even have, like, a thing, like, if you throw gum on the fucking floor, we will beat you?
They're just a more respectful culture, I think. Yeah, things like that you don't see.
Mm.
But the homeless, let me tell you, when they go, Asians work harder, than Americans. Not only does your average Asian worker work harder than Americans, your average Asian homeless person far exceeds our homeless.
Panhandling?
They don't just ask for money. They literally are laying flat in a plank position with their head bobbing like this. Like, they are putting the work in to the pandering. And America is just like,
I need gas. I swear, it's only $5 I need. Well, I'll buy you your gas. No, no, but the $5, though?
Yeah.
These guys actually will empty their tank for it.
They'll empty their tank for $5?
I mean, I would. Just to make it look convincing, then turn around and be like, hey, gas for sale.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I got that Sigma grind on me.
So we got 5 viewers currently in the chat. We get up to 10 cash giveaways, just to let you guys know. If you got some people who can join.
God, he's making it rain once again.
Yeah. I'm not the rain man, though. I'm the light bringer. No rain.
Hello, man. I'm down here. Seems pretty rainy to me.
But.
Skirt.
Speaking of skirt.
Yeah.
I just want to go ahead and get your opinion on something.
Okay.
What do you think is the worst thing people have ever done? Across the board, I mean, past, like, eliminating 99.9% of the species on the world. Because, you know, we deserve to be on top if we're that smart.
Yep.
What's your opinion?
What's the worst thing we've ever done? I mean, I think the worst thing we've ever done as a society is OnlyFans.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's close.
Oh, okay. Well, elaborate for me. Go ahead and lay it on me, because like I've got an opinion too, but like,
okay, OnlyFans is the single biggest contributor to the downfall of civilized society.
Why? We have already got Cornhub.
That's bad too, but it's not nearly as bad.
How? It is the same thing, but like 2 inches to the left.
Okay, let me ask you, What do you have to live for?
I can't say it on this podcast on grounds that we might be demonetized.
What is your ideal life? Just tell me. What is your no, be unfiltered and tell me. What is your ideal life?
Okay. I want to wake up on a lakefront property. I want to be able to make love, then go ahead and cook a steak and drink coffee with 2 creamers and 2 sugars while I stare at the lake and I'm just enjoy myself.
Yeah.
Then come back in, make love again, then go fishing, then come back, make love again, then cook, and then go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could do that for eternity, never get bored.
So making love is a part of your ideal life.
Yeah.
So let's say your girl's on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And she had all of her own money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? As much money as she needed. She didn't need to be with you.
Okay. So she's contributing to the bills.
Yeah. And she decides that's not her ideal life.
Why?
You need to
tell me why. Why isn't this what you want? No, I'm just joking, though. I mean, okay, so I'm following you. If that's not the life she wants.
Yeah.
Well, she's got her own money. So if she wants to go out shopping while I'm fishing, whatever. I mean, like, when we're walking around in public and then somebody leans in and goes, I know what your girl's butthole looks like. Yeah, that might be a bit of an issue. I give you that.
So it's ruined the ideal. Like, that's ruining your ideal.
Well, if I'm with somebody, I'd really hope that they wouldn't show their butthole to the world. But if I were to go ahead and hook up and meet with a stripper versus an OnlyFans woman, then what is the difference? Mm-hmm. If I were to find a stripper or anything like that.
So that's true. There's very little difference on your end. The what I think is the difference is this, and I'm open to being wrong here, but I truly believe the ideal for a woman is always going to be a stronger man or a more successful man. Very few women would just objectively say, yes, I would prefer my man to be less successful than me. It's not ideal. And there might be a handful that do think that, but I think it's the rarity.
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson at the time.
And so you see women in industry, big industries, you know, not just in like OnlyFans, but actually in big companies. They're often, you know, women who aren't going to end up being long-term married. They end up divorced or things like that, or just single into old age.
Well, typically that's because like they want a husband that's going to go ahead and take care of the house and them when they get home.
Yeah. Like, and it's infinitely harder to find a man if you're a hyper successful woman. I think, like, imagine you're a woman making $2 million a year. Your dating pool is heavily reduced.
Oh, yeah. Well, the guy that comes up there and goes, you know, I deliver pizzas, bro. And, you know, also I smoke weed like every day. I don't even clean up after myself, man.
And so your dating pool has shrunk. And then if you were to add in the fact that you're also like, you know, you do internet porn, you're going to decrease your dating potential even further. Like, it's even less likely. It's statistically way less likely you're going to end up in a long-term relationship.
Well, I mean, that depends on how successful you are. Like, if you get a few couple K and then your profile dies down, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's where you and I have that difference. Like, if I had a girlfriend that, like, 2,000 people across the nation has seen their butthole and cannot identify them except by their butthole.
How could you do it, though? There's no way I could do it.
Mm.
Do you know how scary it would be? I wouldn't be able to sleep being with a girl who is on OnlyFans.
Man,
I wouldn't. And dude, think about this. Okay, imagine you're dating a girl who does OnlyFans. Okay, and then imagine how much of a heartbreak you endure if you break up. Like, me and you are both sensitive guys.
Oh,
our hearts are three sizes too large.
Dude, we're straight tip guys.
And so, you've been with this girl who's on OnlyFans, and you love her, and then you break up. And imagine she continues to make content post being broken up. With another dude.
I mean, like, so long as I go ahead and get to be on, like, two videos, then I don't care. Like, I've learned...
Where are your boundaries?
My boundaries are undetermined because I learned the most powerful phrase in the human language.
So what?
Nah. It is what it is. You can only control the things that you can control.
How do you expect to squeeze resources out of space-time if it is what it is?
Because it will be what it is. That's all there is to it. You can only control a certain amount in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're about to go ahead and chain her to a radiator and take her phone and launch that shit into the toilet. Bro, you cannot... contain a person.
Yeah, I'm not saying to contain a person. I'm saying make a smart strategical choice what you'll be involved with and what you won't be.
Yeah, and exactly. And I'm not saying don't do that. Look, every stripper in the world wants you to think that you are special, so you will spend more money.
Yeah, and you're kind of an authority.
Oh yeah,
in that field.
I mean, if I had to go ahead and count the number of lap dances on people that smelled like mayonnaise, I'd be in the millions. But the point being...
So you get paid less than a dollar per lap dance, is what I'm hearing.
Well, I mean, look, for $1.25, you can get a pack of bologna, and I was a hungry bitch.
Yeah.
But, look, you can only go so long in that field. Because the second that you go ahead and find them... getting a lap dance by the person that they just hired, making it rain on them, you gotta feel a certain way about it.
Because you didn't get that same treatment.
Exactly. You put in that time, that effort, and then all of a sudden, some other bitch makes them feel special.
But it is what it is, right?
Well, I'm just saying. That's what made me realize it'll be what it is, because it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, once you work at Peckers, it is what it is.
I think it pays to control as much as you can.
Oh, it does. Because, like...
How do you think we got these stacks?
Oh, man. If we're talking about stacks, bro... Look, you can go ahead and try and fight the river, or you can flow with it and make peace with it. There are certain parts that you cannot control. The waterfall, you cannot control.
Yeah. I believe you flow with the river 99% of the time. That's the proper way to be. 99% flow.
Yeah, and I mean, if you and that bitch in that barrel that's barreling down, then...
You get the river to trust you. You get the river to think you're a smooth operator. You're honoring its authority.
You're not hitting no rocks. You're just flowing. You're just
cruising along. And the moment that the river has gained your trust, you betray it. And you don't just betray it a little bit. You betray it like, you know, Caesar's guys when they stabbed him 13 times. You butcher that bitch.
Fucking spoilers! I was only halfway through that
you
story.
You bend that fucking river...
Dude, no, but like...
You bend it over.
But like fucking Julius gets stabbed? I was only halfway through that story.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you can't respect it.
You can't respect a river that can fuck you up?
Hell no. Fuck that river.
Then you get out of the river.
Not before I fuck it.
Nope. You lost that when you lost respect for it. I guarantee you...
I'm going to take the river whether it wants me to or not.
Just across the river bend. Nah, son. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, once the second that you disrespect that river, they're going to throw you through a waterfall. It's going to be Nigeria, too. You better be having a bucket.
Oh, I'll be ready. I will be ready.
You're going to be the first fucking guy to survive that bend, because I'll tell you right now, them respectfully...
When ladies, when they put me under the waterfall, I will enter back into the flow state.
Maybe. There is a certain amount of fucked upness that river will subject you to. Like, chat, everybody in there.
Get us to 10 viewers, we're doing a giveaway. I see you guys flirting with 7.
Yeah, but like, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you right now, fucking Lightbringer, like, I have had my car keyed, I have had a brick sent through my window, and I have actually had feces in my mailbox. Now, either A, they had to wear extremely high heels, or B, they had to put it in their hand. Now, that is dedication.
And?
You better be ready for the consequences of Nigeria when you go down it.
I'm not just ready for consequences. I beg for consequence. I am addicted to consequences.
This man ain't never felt a real consequence in his life.
I get so few because I'm so naturally in the flow. But I love a good consequence.
Okay, so the flow state then.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're part of the river most of the time, but when you're not, that's the most exciting part of your time.
Yeah, because that's the kill. That's when you're killing. It feels nice to flow with the river, but it feels even better to break it.
When you can reach land without dying.
There's a reason the pilgrims sailed all the way across the ocean just to etch into that rock.
Spices, and because they were illegals. Basically Australia, but with better destinations. By the way, shout out Australia.
Yeah, I hear you guys aren't doing so hot. With all them COVID post-COVID laws you guys got.
No, the spiders. I bet it's the spiders, but they're trying to cover it up with COVID. The fuck? Have you seen the natural documentaries on them with just, like, the natural shit that's over there?
The natural? Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of natural shit.
Oh, my God, dude. You know how much that island is actually populated?
Okay, Australia?
All across the board. Okay,
if I had to guess, I would say 600 million.
Nope. 10% of the entire land. And it's all around the coast.
What's the number?
I couldn't tell you the number. Well, they got Aborigines in there, and that's, you know, an unreliable source. So it's
basically a wildlife shit show.
Yeah.
Well, you're saying the wild still rules Australia.
Yeah, that's why Steve Irwin was such a treat. And by the way, God bless you, Steve Irwin.
We'll miss you.
Dude, he was the original fucking wild man. The brown recluse episode. Oh, I'm in Afghanistan and here comes a brown recluse. And if I get bit one time, I'm fucking dead. Ah!
But he managed to live.
Yeah, no, dude was crazy good at his job. He made the worst animals at least seem pettable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, we're up to 8 viewers. We might be cracking 10. Holy.
Oh, no. Fuck. Why?
If we crack 10, I'm going to lose my shit.
I bet. Oh, one second. Okay. Oh. If we can hit 10, everybody, it's all yours.
Not just the cash, but the light.
So let's bring it. But.
But anywho. I gotta let it be known.
Mm.
A lot of people are offended by the light, Furman. They are offended.
They're offended by anything that actually matters.
I'm on Twitter. You know, I've been off Twitter. I went back on. I'm like, I'm gonna grow my following, etc.
X.
And would you believe it? I have been blocked by many people just because I was bringing the light. They blocked me.
Oh. I'm shocked people on Twitter don't all share the same opinion. They can't all even rally against the fact that death is inevitable.
And it's like, look, I know you need sunscreen now, baby, but there'll come a day where you don't.
Mm. Tell that to the people that have sundrohypoplasmosis.
Plasmosis.
Plasmosis Jones.
They have so much plastic in their skin. That's why they get sunburnt.
Oh.
There's all that plastic.
Plastic.
It's fantastic. Come on, Furman. Let's go party. You don't see Barbie burning in the sun.
No. Well, she's made of that good rubber. She's made of that Trojan rubbers, okay? She has a good year ahead of her.
Imagine the Trojan horse was a Barbie.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're going to send you a giant plastic woman.
That would work today.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it came with a dream house and a set of good slippers. Oh. It's too late. Money fight. Ugh, fuck it. Money fight. Come on. Kobe.
So this is a serious podcast.
Very serious.
Now, I understand things might seem a little carried away
all the time,
but just want to reiterate, this is very professional and we have some serious things we want to talk about.
Extremely professional.
Yeah. And so, speaking of seriousness, it's too serious.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right now?
I think we should just remove the word seriousness from language.
Nah, man, fuck it. It's up there with Blumpkin.
So what came first, sweet as a word for being kind, like you're a sweet person, or the actual sweetness of like a snack or like a candy? Which came first?
Snack.
You think?
Yeah, it's right up there with savory and sour.
But do you know?
Yeah, I mean, in Latin and ancient Greek, it was once described that the only flavors were sweet, savory, sour, and salty.
I see. They knew those flavors well.
Yeah, they also described that the only way to go ahead and cure a hangover was to bleed yourself.
I genuinely believe if sweet what was removed from as a term that you could use to describe somebody in a good way, people would be less fat. Because the positive connotation of the word sweet is so powerful, it influences you even further into eating sweet foods.
Well, you're not wrong on that. Like, if I had to go ahead and eat a bunch of sour bitches, then I probably wouldn't do it.
Exactly. Like, we just changed the word to something disgusting.
Mm. We go ahead and we call them people that sewer dookie.
Moist.
Oh,
we swap out sweet for moist.
Well, you're being very critical about this. So what if we call it moist critical for the sweet people of this world?
Yeah, this tastes very moist critical.
Yeah, see, it's very critical that it's moist.
Yeah, that is critical. Holy, we're up to 9 viewers. I'm getting scared.
Oh, no.
I'm getting scared. No. So a lot of people don't know. I'm actually phobic of the number 10. If I see a number 10,
this money,
I will literally run away screaming.
Oh, my God.
I can't even look at the $10 bill. Like, I cannot have a $10 bill. No.
Bro. Okay, it's gone. It's gone. All right, okay. Look at my hands.
Okay, thank you. I'm trying to be a professional here.
Okay, but also,
if I see that number, it's game over.
Oh, gosh. Golly gee whiz.
I still remember as a kid when I was watching, like, Number Blocks. And they got to number 9. I begged my mom to turn the TV off.
This is kid AK right now. Mom, please, just no. God, no.
Dad came in the room. He's like, "You're gonna look at that number 10.
Just kick you in the back of the head. Just fucking boom, done.
I'm screaming, no! Crying my eyes out. He's busy. He's got a piece of chalk just writing tens on the living room floor.
Ah, them fucking dubby dudes. Please, chat, do not reach number 10. This man ain't ready for it.
That was actually, believe it or not, one of my first encounters with the light.
Elaborate.
Yeah, so right after I'd gotten up, I ran outside. And I stared at the sun.
For 10 seconds?
No. I stared at the sun until I couldn't see anything. And the idea was that if I could blind myself, or at least temporarily, then I'd never have to see the number 10.
Mm.
And it worked for a good 20 minutes.
Which, by the way, thank you for everybody watching to not make us hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. This man.
Yeah, because we're happy to not eat crickets.
I mean, like, every second that we don't, that's on you.
But my mom was petrified that I was blind. She thought I was going to lose my sight. And then, she took me to the doctor the next day to get my eyes checked. And he said, "This man has perfect eyesight. Whatever happened only definitely didn't hurt him. It might have even helped him."
Oh, man. See, that's where the opposite happened to me. But then again, them Florida skies.
It was when I first discovered I was a Lightitarian.
Lightitarian. Is that like Scientologist?
Sort of, but it's more physical.
Okay.
So a lot of these beliefs are caught up in, you know, the hypothetical, the spiritual. Now, as a Lightitarian, it's physical. Light exposure equates to positive existence.
Okay, so lawnmower keepers versus, like, stock keepers, completely different animals.
Completely different animals.
Oh. We're going to go ahead and have to delve deep on this on one episode.
The Lightitarian.
Look, I'm a fucking... I'm a being of darkness. As a matter of fact, I'm so tainted, I'm right between the balls and asshole of God.
Yeah. So, like, when God's hitting his fists and, you know, lightning and thunder is happening, where are you in that scenario?
I'm trying not to get hit by the ball straight into the asshole.
Can you say that again for those at home?
For those who didn't hear me before, when it comes to God hitting his shaft, I am trying not to get hit by his balls, but also not knocked into the asshole. I am very much tainted.
Tainted, baby. As we all are.
Most of us are. I mean,
like... Blinded by the taint.
Fuck it. That's got to be New Young Scrolls' new take. By the way, shout out New Young Scrolls.
Our music provider.
Oh, absolutely fucking brilliant conductor.
So I feel like we've wasted a good amount of usable time in this world. Mm. Let's give the viewers, you know, another cliptaphic outro. You know, let's don our clip master personas and go ahead and give this last 5 minutes, make it go out with a bang.
Oh. What do you think you got?
I'm hoping, you know, I could lean on you.
Oh, well.
As a clip master.
Oh. Ah, man. Can't. It's jammed. So, if I were to go ahead and end anything on this episode, first off.
Remember, you're in the clip master state.
Always am. If I were going to go ahead and say anything, I would say enjoy what little time you have here. Because you never know when it's going to stop. So remember, test negative and stay positive.
It's going to be up to me to be the clip master, I can see.
Oh shit, he busted out the pipe!
With no smoke, of course.
Oh, of course.
As a Lightitarian,
for family-friendly purposes. Now, one second, let me adjust my pose. Again, yes, sir. What would you address to the darkness of people's hearts?
The darkness of people's hearts can be attributed to a single thing.
Hmm.
People like to go, it's this, it's this, it's this. It's actually a single thing. All sadness comes from attachment.
Hmm.
Attachment is the cornerstone of sadness. If you figure out how to manage your relationship with attachment, you'll never be sad again.
Hmm.
And the people who are the least attached will even, you know, be considered social outcasts in a way. Like, I think if you're a sociopath, a psychopath, then it's very easy for you to not be attached.
Okay. How much do you know about Greek philosophers?
Very little.
Okay.
But I'm interested.
Because it's very interesting that you would say that. Diogenes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, I've heard the name, and I've probably read a few quotes.
Okay, so back in the day, they didn't know what the hell this man was about.
Yeah.
This man was before his time, before being before time was a thing.
I mean, his name's Diogenes.
Yeah, no.
That sounds like a guy from the beginning of time to me.
Yeah, no, it's sick. But, like, this man lived in a tub with only a bowl. And then he saw a kid drinking from his hands and threw his bowl out. And it only mattered, like, if he were to go ahead and, like, poop in public, jerk off, whatever, that's just going and alleviating bodily needs. Okay, so, back in the day, you're a Greek person, right?
Yeah.
Rego Greek.
Yep.
You've only seen so many animals.
Yep.
What is a human?
I mean, as a Greek, I don't know. Personally, I think humans are just a very advanced animal.
Okay. Well, that could be true. One person postulated that it was a flightless, bipedal bird. Diogenes busted into his room with a plucked chicken, three-pointed that shit into the floor. I mean, fucking football. Boom! Just
bossing. Then the
kitchen. That's Diogenes.
Bossing.
Boom! Look at this person I just made.
I gotta see, that guy sounds like he's got it figured out.
Dude, if you look up Diogenes, it'll be a complete life changer.
That's what I'm speaking about.
Oh, man. Then you better look up Emperor Edward Norton.
Yeah. Was he like a cousin of Diogenes?
Nope. He's America's unsung sweetheart. The Emperor of America.
Oh. I thought that was Mark Twain.
Oh, he's undoubtedly very good, but he never printed his own papers and had people actually take them for currency. He was the original panhandler with schizophrenia before it ever happened.
I want to end on this note.
Ah,
I have a question. You know Ernest Hemingway?
Yeah.
I'm correct, and he blew his own head off, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right now, go online. You can Google Ernest Hemingway quotes about depression, like how to help yourself with depression, and you'll see some quotes from Ernest Hemingway. The motherfucker blew his own head off. You shouldn't be looking at quotes from Ernest Hemingway. There you go.
Okay, well, I'm going to end on this. Despite what the artist has done, you should still enjoy the art. Vincent van Gogh cut off his own ear. Tycho Brahe had his entire nose cut off and covered it in bronze. George Washington made a nation to beat all nations, and that motherfucker had donkey teeth.
Andrew Jackson died with like 20 bullets stuck in his body.
And that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter your disability. It doesn't matter your fucking handicap. The only thing that matters is the content of your soul. If you're willing to work for it, you're willing to fight for it. That's what it matters.
Into the soul. It's been nice, guys.
Hell yeah, it is.
Shit, we're at 9 viewers.
Nuh-uh.
Should we let it get to 10? We're up to 9.
Oh,
should we let
on,
it get to 10
more
before we go out?
One more. This man's willing to give away actual physical monies.
Well, I'll have to figure out a way to get it to people digitally.
Yeah.
Because some of these viewers we don't know.
Like, we can give it to you through CryptoCoin.
Yeah,
some shit.
I hate to say it, but a crypto king of sorts.
This man has got me to short sell stocks that I never thought were even stocks. I thought they were only fucking...
Solana will take you to the promised land. Solana. Yep. If you don't know what it is, just look it up. Solana.
Just one more. One more for the next 2 minutes.
Nah, we got 60 seconds to hit 10 viewers.
60 seconds?
60 seconds and then we're...
60 seconds. Caller number 10, you are fucking on.
You know, I forgot about what I said on the last stream.
Huh?
When it's this late in the stream, we can say whatever the fuck we want because...
Nobody's ever going to make it this far.
And no one's going to leave if they're already here now.
Oh.
I hope we don't get to 10 viewers.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that, like, communism on paper isn't really that crazy. If nobody's going to listen this far. Also... Oakland, California is a completely peaceful part of the nation, even though they have no laws.
For those of you at home wondering, you know, about the Furman, I'm just going to say what's on everyone's mind.
Damn! He's thick.
I'd say you're wrong, but, you know, fuck it. I'm not Ralphie May.
All right, we are 15 seconds away from ending the stream. And we're down on viewers, so you guys didn't make it to 10. I appreciate you saving my money.
Almost made it, guys. Almost made it.
Better luck next time. That's what they told Happy Gilmore when he didn't make it on the hockey team.
Go ahead, Twitter. Let's prove us wrong.